Noah's Brotherhood, a student organization, which has been now, it's now legal again with Robert Sloan. They came, and Miss Grove had managed to get Grace Moore here because she was singing in Dallas or Fort Worth, and we could get her just for much reduced fee. Miss Grove was quite a businesswoman. She would get people who were going to be in Dallas or Austin or Fort Worth to come and do a program at a reduced fee at Waco. That's how she built many of her programs. And she stopped this Noah's Brotherhood and said, you boys can't go in there. You cannot go in there and disrupt this program. And they showed her, said, well, we have our tickets. We paid. And she said, well, I want you to sit in a body right down, put near the front, where I can keep my eye on you. And said, I don't want you to make a sound. So they didn't make a sound. She'd sing a song, the audience would applaud, but they'd sit there with their hands folded, make not a sound. And, of course, Grace Moore noticed this strange group sitting there, and she wanted to meet them. So they, two or three of them went back at intermission and met her. And they said, well, why don't you come on out to Harry B's, our little place, our little beer joint, after the program.
You mean Baylor students went to a beer joint?
They went to a honky-tonk. Whether they had beer there, I rather imagine. We won't say what they had. But they invited her to come with them. And she accepted. She said, well, I'd love to, just love to. So she accepted. And after the program, Miss Grove came backstage and said, now, Miss Moore, we are having a lovely reception for you down at the Roosevelt Hotel. We've have it all planned.
At that time, the finest.
Finest hotel in Waco. The Roosevelt was Waco's finest. And Grace Moore said, well, Miss Grove, I'm terribly sorry, but I already have an engagement with the Noah's Brotherhood. They've arranged to take me and invite me, and I've accepted already. And of course, she went out with them to Harry B's. They had a great time. But whether she went on to Roxy Grove's reception, I don't know. She must have.